Nolte, AI Tech Doubles Popularity of Celebrity Porn Deepfakes. By John Nolte on October 3, 2023. Taylor Swift, Emma Watson, and Natalie Portman are quite popular on celebrity deepfake porn sites. Deepfake porn is usually made by taking the face of a person or celebrity and superimposing it onto someone else's body performing a sexual act, for the Daily Mail. Yikes. Apparently, with the help of artificial intelligence, AI, it is now possible to manipulate images that realistically put your favorite actress in a porn film. More from the Daily Mail. The boom has created an entire commercial industry built around deepfake pornography, including websites that have hundreds of thousands of paying members. One of the most popular, Mr. Deepfakes, has around 17 million visitors a month, according to web analytics firm SimilarWeb. Shockingly, the spike in perverted activity was detected on websites easily accessible through Google and other internet browsers, meaning knowledge of how to use the dark web is not needed to satisfy depraved fantasies. The boom in question is the AI boom. This rampaging technology makes the de-aging in Martin Scorsese's The Irishman from just 4 years ago look crude now. Granted, it looked pretty crude 4 years ago. As long ago as 2018, adds the Daily Mail, an image of actress Natalie Portman was computer-generated from hundreds of stills and featured in an explicit video, as was Harry Potter star Emma Watson. Deepfake videos featuring singer Taylor Swift have been viewed hundreds of thousands of times, the outlet reported. No one is safe, said one online safety expert. Obviously, this is morally wrong, but the naughty, immature, and childish part of me can't help but chuckle over all the well-innevering that must emanate from three of the most uptight women on the planet. What is wrong with people? Why would anyone waste time creating this garbage, or porn in general? The money angle, of course, is one reason. But I'm not talking about the producers. I'm talking about the consumers of this poison. I'm no prude. I watch R-rated movies all the time. I enjoy the sexuality in those movies, and I hate today's asexual content. But that's different from porn. And yes, I've seen my share of porn. I've had my weak moments. But it's been years and years since my last weak moment. It just makes me feel dirty, like I'm hollowing myself out and filling that space with darkness. Also, I didn't think much about the human beings involved when I was younger. What porn does to young women, especially in the internet age where everything lasts forever, is heartbreaking. Add to that the drugs and STDs. And now, at least according to this report, we have men so enthralled to this destruction. They are wasting untold amounts of time cutting and pasting so they can get off on some celebrity. It's too depressing. So many lives wasted. So many souls lost. Life is full of beautiful things, most of them free. And all this human potential has their pants around their ankles in front of a computer screen. If you want to know why I rage against the groomers at Disney, this is why. When you prematurely and cynically destroy a child's innocence, this is what you create, warped and broken young men who are nothing less than damned. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.